welcome to Pointless with Chad. This is 9, episode 5.
Episode 6.
Episode 6?
Yeah, you said 5, but I lost it. This is episode 6, homie.
Whatever. Or maybe I finally figured out how to use Zoom for episode 7.
Okay, boomer.
So, Chad, if you ever had one of these issues, I mean, I know you're not a big physical media guy. You like to stream everything, which is fine with me. But I'm one of these crazy guys that loves going DVD shopping. Just loves it.
Oh, dude, that's one of my favorite things. I love that. I still have a DVD player and no one sells DVDs, like the actual DVD players.
You can get them. Thrift shop.
Yeah, but you see, but I have a smart TV. They don't have hookups for it now.
Really? Mine does. Yes,
mine doesn't. I don't know why. We bought this TV 2023? 2024? Yeah, well, no, it was 2023.
You got to buy a special box that goes in the back and then run it through that. A friend of mine had that problem.
Okay, so that's probably what I have to figure out. Huh.
Sort of like a Mexican girlfriend. You bought a new smart TV and one hook up his VCR to it.
Oh, okay, yeah. It doesn't have the hookup for it no more, like for VCRs and stuff.
Yeah, you have to buy a box to go.
That's what sucks too, is because before I moved up here, I had like a lot of my storage in my mom's storage when I moved to LA, and I didn't bring it down for like 10 years, so I kind of feel bad with that. But I had like 10,000 DVDs.
Well, wow.
She didn't pay her fucking bills, so it got auctioned off. So they went in there and they took all my DVDs. All my movie books, all that stuff. I had like
a shot on Storage Wars.
Probably, wouldn't be surprised.
I hope I find that one.
Like old school, like photo albums and stuff too. All of it, like anything pre 19-year-old Chad is gone. Which I'm not a very nostalgic, sentimental person, anyways. So I'm like, good riddance, whatever. I'm like, if anyone's gonna do a documentary on me, they're gonna have some shit hard work to do a documentary on me.
So I just want to get to this. I found a movie called The Garden for a Dollar.
Why does that sound familiar? What year was that made?
Does it tell me on the back? 2008. And it was up for Oscar for Best Documentary.
Oh, really?
For a dollar. Huh. So here's my question. I get a streaming thing, and people can't see this because they're not the video. But, I mean, I cannot believe this has got 5 pages and then a disc.
Mm-hmm.
For a dollar.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they don't make these anymore like this.
No, they don't. No, that's what's funny, because, like, I just got turned on to, like, because I'm, like, back in the day, I loved DVD commentaries. That's how I feel like film school was, DVD commentaries. And recently I found on YouTube where certain sites do, like, DVD commentary type things and interviews of movies. Like, I was sitting there, like, it's hard to find. I was trying to find just different things, and I found interviews, like, Vanity Fair and stuff had this, like, thing where they did a thing where they actually interviewed the director, and they, like commentary on all their movies. Like, oh, what did you do this? Like, I kind of briefed the synopsis, but I was, like, deep diving, and you could find some DVD commentaries of actual movies and stuff on YouTube, and I was, like, that little schoolgirl in me was like, oh, I was watching it, and I was watching it like the last week or two, last couple of weeks, because I'm trying to get inspired and kind of get that creative juices flowing right now, because I feel like first I thought I was having a midlife crisis, and it wasn't that. And I was like, am I having an existential crisis? It wasn't that. And I'm then like, oh, is it career burnout? Which is kind of leaning towards career burnout. But yeah, no, I was watching some stuff, and I was just like, there was a James Cameron one and a Jon Favreau and a Mike Lee commentary. And I was just like, oh, okay. So I was kind of like listening to those and kind of relaxed. And I'm like, okay, this is why I love filmmaking. So it's kind of having that bug again. I was like, oh, all my juices are kind of flowing. And I missed that aspect. That's what made me like, because I've been going to movies a lot lately, like, I've been watching a lot of movies. Like, the latest one I think I went and saw was Supergirl. Yeah, I went and saw Supergirl.
I've seen that.
I gave it 4 out of 5 stars. I liked it. I was like, I don't know why parents would take a 9-year-old to see fucking Supergirl.
That's true. I could see that.
I'm like, okay, but more of a teenish maybe girl. But I was just like, I actually enjoy it. I saw it with my buddy Andrew Hooper. We both were like, and even him, he's just like, he even gave it a 4 out of 5, and he hates certain movies. He's like, damn, this is actually a pretty good movie. It was different. It wasn't like totally plot heavy, and it's not part of the whole universe. It's not trying to be Marvel. I think that's why we liked it. It wasn't trying to be Marvel. It was
No,
a
definitely not.
standalone film. And then, and I only thing is that I can't stand the actress as a person, but her acting's fine. I'm like, whatever. I know how to separate the art from the artist. So I enjoyed it. I was like, okay, I enjoyed it. And I'm a big Craig Gillespie fan anyways. When I saw him directing it, I was like, what? Okay. Because I love Lars and the Real Girl, and he did a Mr. Woodcock with
I've seen that.
Billy Bob Thornton
Billy,
and John
yes, that's
Heder.
it.
And I was like, okay, I'm like, that was, I love that comedy. That was, people bashed that film. I thought it was freaking hilarious. That was really good. I went and saw Disclosure Day. I don't care what people say. Spielberg knows how to tell a story and entertain an
I will agree
audience.
with you on that one.
I
I just
was
didn't
like,
love the movie.
I feel like I will put it in my top 10 because Spielberg, I liked it. I thought it was better than West Side Story. I thought it was better than Ready Player One.
I
So I
rated them
thought
all about the same, I think.
Meet the Fablemans. I didn't like that one. I really didn't like Meet the Fablemans. I'm like, I feel like they were kind of like,
No, that
stuff's
one I
kind of,
didn't like.
I
I thought
feel
it
like
was
it just kind
boring.
of was going incline, but I really enjoyed that movie. Then I saw The Furious in theater. That's going in my top
Oh,
10.
that came out?
Dude,
I thought it was a Hulu
yeah.
movie.
No, The Furious? No, it was actually a movie theater. I saw it in a
Oh, I
movie
was going to
theater.
see that. It just came out on Hulu, I think.
Really?
Think so. The one with the female serial killer.
Oh, no. This is different. No. The Furious is when the two Asian guys trying to find the kid trafficking his
No.
daughter. Yeah, this is totally different. This
Okay.
one's a movie theater. This is an Indonesian, like,
No, I haven't seen
Thai
it.
film. It was funny. It's an Asian film that's set in Thailand, but directed by a Japanese filmmaker, has a Hong Kong film crew, but shot in Thailand, set in Thailand, and then you have Indonesian bad guys. It was like a clusterfuck of all these different like Asian, like it's like, but it was really good. I was like, it was amazing. I was sat there. I was like, not big plot, but the action sequences. Holy shit! I had a creative boner the whole day. I didn't even fucking like. It's hard for me to go to movie theaters right now because I can't sit down for a long time and I can't stand for a long time. My back injury prevents me doing a lot of stuff. And then I also have a bladder of a 5-year-old girl, so I
Well, we
always
know
have to feel,
that.
dude, for real, dude. Like I, my friend's sister's like, "What's wrong? Get up at the movie every 20 minutes." I'm like, "Dude, I gotta pee." I actually sat through the whole movie. I forced myself to watch the whole movie. I was like so glued to it.
Wow,
I
look
was just
at
like,
that.
it was really, really good. For let's say, I saw that, and then I watched some stuff on streaming. I saw The Sheep Detectives.
Yeah, I
That
saw that.
was freaking brilliant.
It's
Oh
cute.
my God, dude. I was like, not even that. It was a well-made movie. I'm like, it was
I
really
agree.
good. I really enjoyed it. Like,
I liked it too.
I'm putting it in my top 10. People are looking at, like, some people looking at my
I'm fine
top
with
10.
that.
No, they were looking at my top 10, like, dude, you're on crack.
Well, you're always on crack. We're gonna have an argument on
Office
crack here.
Romance with Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, I forgot to watch that. I'll add it to my list.
Dude,
And I
it's
gotta
funny.
watch. I
Brett
forgot.
Goldstein.
Brett Goldstein's why I wanna see it.
He is so fucking funny, but he also wrote it. So
I
it's
know, he's
freaking,
a good writer.
it's like he is an amazing writer. That guy could take a shit and turn it into gold. Like, it's
I
just
agree.
his writing is amazing. His acting is pretty funny. There's a sequence where he just uses the word cunt for like a good minute and a half monologue. Dude, it's so funny. Dude, you gotta watch it. You're gonna be
Yeah,
like,
maybe I'll
yep.
watch it, put it on my list for our next episode.
They're like, this, like, yeah, like, dude, like, Chad's right. This was really good sequence. I also saw Little Brother, the John Cena, Eric Andre one on Netflix. I liked it. I'm not saying it's the best movie
Again,
out
I have a
there.
lot of crap to watch, so I've got to catch
It's
up.
very cringe, awkward comedy. I like it. I recommend it on Instagram. A lot of people are like, oh, this is going to be garbage. And they watch it and they DM me and say, okay, Chad, you're actually right. I'm like,
Okay,
no
I
sh
will watch it. I will
I'm
get
like,
back to you on
don't,
those
don't I'm
two.
like, don't get me wrong, John Cena stays in his lane. Eric Andre does his shit and his stick, and it's perfect. Like, I like it. And I hate when people say, oh, you're HRM. I'm like, well, because I'm a fucking comedian and I like comedy. Yeah, I'm
So
a
little brother or
director,
little buddy?
little brother.
Okay, I'm gonna write it down when I
And
go
Christopher
upstairs.
Maloney's in it too, and I feel like he
I
stole every
love
scene.
Christopher
Dude,
Maloney.
he's such a funny douchebag. I love when he plays a douchebag. Like,
So do I.
if it's the only thing, my only gripe with the movie, I can't think of the actress's name in my head who plays the wife. They always cast her in the, like, wife roles. It doesn't matter if it's comedy, drama. They always cast her, and I don't, I can't stand her. I really can't. Like Michelle Monaghan, I think her name is.
Oh yeah, she's always that.
It's
Yes.
just like she's always cast as the mom. I'm like, oh, I'm hot, but I'm playing a suburban housewife. And I'm like, have you seen Suburban Housewives? They don't look like you. They
Well,
look
she
like
can come
burnt
over
out.
to my street anytime and I'll hook her up with somebody.
Oh, she's not, I'm like, dude, there's no suburban hot moms. I don't care what people
Oh,
say.
there are a few. I disagree.
I don't know. You're smoking crack over there.
I live in suburbia, so I think I
I'm like,
get
I don't know, man. You're just Canadian. Oh, and look, there's not that much competition. Here we have Latinas,
oh my God.
Asian.
And that's and Chad
It's
single
like a
people.
poo-poo
So
platter
do
here. It's
I.
like, blah,
We
blah,
have
blah.
Latinas here.
Are there real Latinas?
I think so.
So we're not
I
confusing
don't
them with
know.
Indian
I'm not
chicks.
married to one to ask.
But no, like, that was a good movie. I'm trying to think of other movies. I saw Scream 7. I didn't think it was bad. It was everyone was making it out. I mean, it's not a great movie. Entertained
Okay.
me. Like, I didn't like the whole AI
I thought that
plot
was
twist. I thought it was so
dumb.
stupid, dumb. It was. Like, I wish they went to, they were teasing it to, from one way, and I wish they went that way because it would have made such a fucking better movie. But I'm like, okay, whatever. It was such a good plot twist, and I was like, oh, I wish they went that way, and it's just they didn't. So yeah, I've been watching a lot of stuff like right now. Like, I can only do so much. That's the thing. It's just like, what else? I'm like, okay, it's like I can't really do much. Can't work because of my back, so hopefully that been doing dealing with that stuff. It's right now we're finally how are we doing on time though? Are we doing okay on
You
time?
know what? Again, I forgot to write down the times
These
because we
are
whenever you want.
gonna be long episodes, man. It'll be like
Well, I
20
haven't
minutes with
talked to you in a
Chad.
while, so we're just
That's
going to
true. That's
do
true.
long episodes of Chad tonight.
All
We'll just
right.
let Chad go and then maybe next.
Like, no,
I'm
because
just in
I.
a weird mood. I don't want to. I didn't pay attention. I don't know, maybe 10
You're
minutes right
like,
now.
Simon's like, sure, chat. Oh, you guys are
No, I
smoking
haven't
shit.
been smoking anything. I'm just busy
He
lately.
hasn't been smoking.
It's the heat. I've been working outside.
He's that Canadian grass man. He's totally
Don't be
hitting him.
jealous. Did you smoke in California? Yes, right?
Yeah,
Hey,
it's legal.
what
It's
about
legal.
Tyler Pratt not winning the mayor race? What happened there?
Dude, oh my
Spencer
God.
Pratt.
And what's funny is, both the candidates who are picked, like, I'm just sitting there. I'm like, they're both fucktards. Karen Bass
Yep.
is trash.
Isn't that the one that went to Africa during the fires?
Yeah. Yes. And then she went. And what's funny is because there was a fire in recently in Boyle Heights, which is East LA. There was a big warehouse, like a frozen like refrigerator thing. Well, thing. She didn't go to Africa, but she left town during the fire. The fire was there
Yeah.
for like a week, and she left. She always leaves town, and then she comes back and does her little press, like, "Oh, we're doing a good job." And I'm like, "No, you're trash." I know. It's just like, Jesus Christ,
No,
she's a
you're
fucking.
not doing a good job. Here's the thing. The people you hired are doing a good job.
But she fires them,
Of course, because they make her
and
look
she's
bad.
trash. She's trash, and then the other chick, which is funny because, I'm a libertarian socialist. This other chick's
We know.
is a democratic socialist, and she
So.
talks about all this different stuff, and I feel like I hate when people talk about democratic socialists because I don't like airing my politics because I always like playing the contrarian type thing where it's like bitch and moan and just poke and prod because people, for like the wrong longest reason, thinks I'm a Trump supporter, which I'm like so far from that, where I'm like, oh, excuse me. Where Democratic socialists, they are a trickle-down effect where they believe they could get in the highest position and then just work its way down. Where libertarian socialists were from the bottom up, and it's basically where this is where the libertarian part's in. We don't think a big government. It's community-based. You have your own policing. You have your own funding. Your own, basically, everything's built by unions. Unions there, not fucking across the country, because I feel like unions are bullshit. And there's a whole stuff on that for in the entertainment industry right now, where there's gonna be a big bubble bursting with that, where it's a lot of people in the Screen Actors Guild are gonna leave leave the union because there's some shit bullshit going on with that. But yeah, no, LA is such a mess. But it's hopefully when I get like my settlement and stuff and everything, I'm probably gonna move down there and it'll be perfect time because it's gonna be that shit show there, and everything's gonna be cheap, and then everything's gonna come back, and I'd be like, oh, I've been here for a couple years now, I'm good, because I feel like there's a creative community down there. Like the people that are leaving, they were already going out of LA to make movies and TV shows. That's what kills me. It's like this person here. And I'm just like, once again, it goes to filmmaking is a privilege. It shouldn't be treated as like a luxury job. It's not a right or an entitlement. You should have it. I feel like there's a lot of people who think they should be in the business that shouldn't be in the business, if that makes sense. Because if it was easy, everyone else would be doing it. And it's just like I'm very big on that. But no, so basically, yeah, I'm like, I got my insurance up and going finally, my new
Good.
insurance. So it doesn't start till August, which I was like, damn, that's the only downside. I'm like, okay, how to make appointments for August? It's like, hey, can I set my appointments now? Because I have medications that keep me alive, and I need to make
True.
sure I need to have it. Because I've been taking insulin now, and that's been helping. Actually, surprisingly, it has been
Oh, that's
helping.
good.
So that part's good. Because I really need to get some injections in my spine, where I need to get my A1C down so I can get injections. So because my back is bad, it flares up. It's always hit and miss. Some days are good, and I can't get into a car. Like I tried to get into a car the other day. It hurt so bad that the Lyft driver's like, "Do you want me to take you to the ER?" Like I,
Wow.
yeah, it was fucking bad. Like he's like, "Do you need?" I'm like, no, I'm actually going to an appointment. And he's just like, when we got there, he's like, "Do you need me to help you to get out?" I'm like, "Maybe a little bit." I was like, "It was bad." Like it's just like my back does weird shit where I have spinal stenosis where the endery and the bulging disc narrowed my spine. So it damaged my nerves and it's only on the left side. So I have four disc bulge, spinal stenosis, which is crushing my spine and my nerves, but it's not a medical necessity. So they're not going to do surgery. And they want to do injections in my L4, L5, and then the L5, S1. Because it's just like they want to see if those injections would work. But I can't do those injections till I get my A1C down. Because I got so it was so bad where my diabetes got so bad for some reason. And we don't know why do that. Because even when my endocrinologist does all my tests and stuff, he goes, dude, your kidneys are perfect, your liver's fine, your pancreas is fine, but it's not producing enough insulin, but it's not pumping it out fast enough. So I was like, okay, well, let's try and see what happens. But yeah, so I was just like, I gotta make sure I have insulin. But I'm on a low-end insulin though. I'm only doing 15 units. So it's like low dosage. And they're like, okay, if it's working, I'm like, okay. Like I know it's working because I was like, there's a difference between lethargic and napping, like tired. And ever since I started taking my insulin, I don't take afternoon naps unless I'm like tired, like burnt out. But I don't take naps in the afternoon. So I'm like, I would take naps and I would sleep for 2 to 3 hours. Like I was like, have no energy. And now that I'm like taking insulin, I'm like, all right. Like, I didn't even take a nap today. Like, that's, dude, I'm like, that's what happened. I'm like, oh, okay. I guess something was, my body wasn't right. So like that. So I'm just like I said, get my insurance and then did that and all that fun jazz. So that's pretty much my story of my life right now. How's things on your end?
Well, I am feeling pretty healthy compared to you.
Right.
I'm
It's like
still going to
Chad's
gym.
rotting. I'm rotting and my inside's gonna burst out like a dead zombie.
I mean, I'm still going to the gym 5 days a week. I'm still walking 13 to 14,000 steps a day. So
How many miles is that?
I don't know. I
Jesus,
just go, I have this thing. I don't know how many miles. Don't you have a computer? Hang on. Let me look this up. I
man.
do.
See, that's what sucks because even when my injury happened, before my injury, I was walking 6 to 8 miles a day.
Because I'm
Like,
in K, it's trying to give me kilometers. Here we go. 0.5 miles. So I say I walk about, well, half, well, 1,000 would be 5 miles. So about 6 miles a day.
that's not bad. That's good.
So every day.
That's good. That's what I used to do. Now I'd be barely walking 2 to 3 miles. Like I'm trying
Well,
to
I don't
push
think you
myself.
can.
My back hurts. Yeah, I can't. I start like, dude, like luckily I don't have drop foot, which is really nice. It's because that's when it does that, then I'm fucked. But like all of a sudden, like my sciatica goes all the way to like my big toe now, where just like I'm sitting there like look like a freaking retard. We're like walking down the street. I know it sounds bad, all the mentally disabled people. I wasn't talking about them because they're cool. I'm talking about retards as being, digging
I'm not
myself a hole.
commenting on the keep digging that hole because I ain't
Chad
going
is
near it.
getting canceled
Well, I'm
today.
getting canceled if you're getting canceled because you're the
Right.
host. Because
Oh, I'm
that's all I remember from reading on Chad.
the
I should
host.
really type you in and see what happens. Chad.
Right, but what is Chad like? Who is Chad Meisenhammer?
Is that
Question
what you
mark.
typed?
No, some of them are people that send things to me. I put, oh, sometimes because one person said, "What style of filmmaking does Chad Meisenhammer does? What kind of comedy does Chad Meisenhammer does?"
Right.
It's funny. You'd be like sitting there, like, the shock and awe, and then what was it? Someone typed in, like, I actually laughed at it. Someone's like,
It's
similar.
completely frozen.
Oh,
I'll have to do this in another episode and have it for, I'll
yeah,
prep
like
it for the next
do it, prep
episode.
me because it's so
Because
funny. Because
I'll
then
prep it. Because I want to see how you're the host. I'm
yeah, I go,
really fascinated about you being the host of this
I started
show.
laughing. That's why I sent you that. I was like, oh,
Oh, I'm not
snap.
going to let you live that down.
It would not, I didn't do it. It was all AI, bro. I'm like,
I know it
Google.
wasn't you. I'm not blaming you.
I was like, Google. And then I posted something the other day because I thought it was funny because I was like, because I did something, what's filmmakers are similar to something? I was like, okay, what filmmakers are similar to Chad
Oh,
Meisenheimer?
I have something for you.
Oh.
Chad Meisenheimer states, I know this sounds counterproductive, but making a lot of new rules for myself in the ever-changing industry of filmmaking slash storytelling. I no longer join groups on Facebook, social media in general, nor offer my services in Facebook groups, social media in general. So please stop sending me invites. I will not join them and will block invites. I no longer write stuff for other people, which I'm shocked at. I can only write or co-write for stuff that I can act or direct in. Now that is a load of shit. I'm going to say that right now.
Why is that?
Because I have seen
I
you
can't.
act in other people's movies
Oh,
lately.
I no. That's not a thing. I could act in other people's movies. That's different. I'm
Oh.
talking about writing for other people, which I decided not to do anymore. I don't mind directing other people's stuff. I would do that, but I won't produce other people's stuff
Okay.
unless I'm doing something in it. Because I was getting all these invites. So, okay, so for some reason, I don't know why I'm going, I don't want to say viral, but I've been getting a lot of analytics for some reason on Twitter and then on Instagram. And Instagram is part of Facebook. So people are sending me invites to join their film groups and stuff. And I don't do that no more because I was doing that just like try to see other like film scenes and communities and whatnot. And I was getting a lot of black and blowback on people who are like, oh, we got to do this and we got to do that and this is how to do it. And oh, I'm only going to work on someone's movie if they pay me $20,000. I'm sitting there,
Well,
I'm
go
like,
visit your friend. She's got 25.
right, exactly. I was like, wow, bro. Like, dude, it was just like, what was it? Recently, I had someone ask me to audition for some his friend's movie, and this was up in Sacramento. And I was like, you know what? It's for acting. If they pay me, I could try to, maybe they could give me rides up to Sacramento because it's only like 35 minutes to an hour in Sacramento, depending on the traffic and where. So I sent my resume and stuff, and I have a resume and reel and work. So it's like that. And then all of a sudden they're like, yeah, we don't think you're acting. This is what cracked me. Their response was like, yeah, we don't think your acting is up to par for what we want to do. And I'm like, up to par. Like, this person was critiquing my acting ability. I was literally like, the fuck? You're making a low budget vampire flick. I'm like, for under 10 grand. Okay, sure, nothing about that. But a vampire flick with set in like certain times where you have all, I'm sitting there, I was just like, wow. Okay, not up to par. Okay. I'm just like, because I've never said that. If I see like an actor, I would never say that to him. Like, I don't see you in this role. Maybe something else because I might see him in another film. But I was like, when they said that, I'm like, dude, you live in fucking Sacramento and you have a production company of two people that don't know what the fuck they're doing in filmmaking, in film business in general, talking about film permits and stuff. And I'm just sitting there, like, looking at, I was reading all their stuff in their group. And this is after they told me my acting wasn't up to par. And I'm like, that's their choice, whatever. Like, I am, like I said, I am an acquired taste. I am, like, no, I'm saying I am. Like, I know my style of acting. I've worked in the business. I know what I'm capable of. I know my brand. I hate saying that. I know my brand. I am a character actor. I could play weird shit. I could do abstract shit. I could do comedy. But I'm just sitting there looking at people's view on things and I'm like, what the fuck? And then I was looking at their comments on their posts, like how to make films, and I'm like, this person doesn't know their ass from their elbows and their dick, dude. I was like, wow, okay. And they're trying to do three projects at once, right there. I'm just like, when you're doing multiple projects at one time, you're cutting the quality. I hate when they do that, and like when they do that, like, well, we got three movies we're in pre-production for, and I'm just like, okay, but you're working on a film right now and you're showing behind the scene footage and it looks like shit. I won't say that to them, but hypothetically throwing it out a big generalization and you're something like, oh, you're doing a movie. And I'm like, okay, cool camera. We're shooting on this brand new camera. I'm like, cool. What lens are you shooting on? Well, what do you mean? What kind of lens? The lens that came with it. And I'm just like, the stock lens? Because a stock lens, it's like you could do a bunch of frames, but it's a stock lens. It's not an 85 mi millimeter lens. It's not a 34 millimeter. It's not a 27 millimeter. It's not a, I'm like, at least get a fucking 50 millimeter lens. That's like a master where you can see everything. I always tell people when they're starting out, just use a fucking 50 millimeter lens. Me? I change it up and I know my lenses. Like, I know what kind of shots and stuff I'm doing. I always change it up. That's why DP's like working with me, where it's like, especially European, like Nicholas and stuff. He's very European and he's just like, oh, let's do this. And da da da. I'm like, yeah. So I'm good at when it comes to that, where a lot of DPs are surprised, like, oh, you know your lenses. So I'm like, yes, I know my lenses because I watch a lot of fucking movies and I listen to a lot of DVD commentaries. I also study photography and I like visual storytelling. Like, what was I was shooting something, I was shooting little stupid videos with my new phone, like of the dogs, my roommate's dogs and stuff. And people are like, oh wow, those are shot. Your photography was really good. I'm like, I make films. What are films called? Motion pictures is pictures that are moving.
Okay, you're
So
done.
yeah.
Goodbye.
All right, chattels out.